Saga Egmont presents Gifted, Here Today, Gone Tomorrow, by Marilyn Kay, read by Cecily Bednar Schmidt. Chapter 1. Sometimes Emily wasn't sure if she was dreaming or having one of her visions. Usually it happened in the early morning, just before her alarm went off. On this particular Monday morning, she was pretty sure she was awake. She knew her eyes were open because she could see her chest of drawers, her desk and her bookcase, with her old collection of dolls from many lands lining the top shelf. Dim sunlight was coming through the muslin curtains at her window, and she could even see the sweater she'd left hanging on the bedpost the day before. But at the same time, she saw something else, something that didn't belong in her bedroom. An image, sort of translucent, that floated before her eyes. Even though it wasn't very distinct, she recognized the image immediately. It was one of her classes at school, her so-called gifted class. There was the teacher, Madame, sitting at her desk. In their usual seats sat her classmates, Ken, Amanda, Tracy, Martin, and the others. She could even see herself. But wait, there were only 8 students. Someone wasn't there. It was funny in a way. They all complained about the class. Some of the students even hated it. But they rarely missed it. And with only 9 students in the group, no one could skip it without being noticed. But who was missing in her vision? Jenna was there. She could see Sarah. And Charles in his wheelchair. Carter was missing. It made sense that she hadn't realized this immediately, since Carter didn't speak, he didn't call attention to himself, and it was easy to forget he was even in the room. But usually he was there, physically at least, so this was odd. Then her alarm clock sounded, and the classroom disappeared. She sat up, reached out to her bedside table, and shut it off. The image was gone, and she still wasn't absolutely sure if it had been a dream or a vision. She'd dreamed about her class before, but the dreams had been like most of the ones she had, full of silly things like Ken swinging from a light fixture or Charles dancing on Madame's desk. The image she'd just experienced had seemed so real. Yes, it must have been a vision. It probably wasn't a big deal, though. Carter might act like a zombie, but he was a human being and just as susceptible to flu or an upset stomach as anyone else. Emily, are you up? Her mother's voice sounded testy, as if this was the second or third time she'd called, which was entirely possible. Emily's visions, even the trivial ones, always seemed to require all her senses, so she might not have heard her mother's earlier calls. Or maybe she'd really been sleeping. It was so hard to tell. I'm up, she called back. Dragging herself out of bed, she left her room and went across the hall to the bathroom. While brushing her teeth, she caught a glimpse of her reflection in the mirror and almost choked on the toothpaste. Why was her face so blurry? Was this the beginning of another vision? No, it was just that she hadn't put her contacts in yet. Having done this, she went back to her bedroom where she spent about 20 seconds selecting her clothes. This activity never took very long, since she essentially wore the same thing every day, with some minor variations in her choice of t-shirt or sweater. She didn't bother with makeup. Until very recently, she'd worn glasses, and what was the point of makeup when your glasses covered half your face? And even though she had contacts now, and her face was more visible, she hadn't yet bought any cosmetics. Makeup required concentration, and the way Emily daydreamed, she knew she'd end up putting lipstick on her eyelids. So when she checked herself out in the mirror, she didn't encounter anything surprising. In fact, having examined photos of herself as a small child, she knew she looked pretty much the same all her life. In her class picture from first grade, she could see the same oval face, long straight nose, and full lips she saw now. She was still wearing her long, straight brown hair in the same style, which was actually no style at all. She wondered if she would still look like this when she was an adult. But as usual, when she really wanted to see the future, she couldn't. Emily, you're going to be late.
I'm coming,